The rental man, Ian Morrison, has kept us informed all year, in fact for many years, of legislative changes and have given great advice to both landlords and tenants to keep properties running smoothly. That's important. He joins us again today, and a very good morning, Ian.
Morning, Shane. How are you? Good morning, listeners.
Well, surely. It's been quite a year, but you're still on the ball, aren't you?
Yeah, it has been a pretty busy one, Shane. The office has been kept very busy during the year, keeping up to all the regulatory changes and, of course, servicing all our clients, both owners and tenants. It can be a bit challenging at times, but it is nice to reflect back at this time of year to what I think has been a job well done.
Well, there's no doubts. Based on what we have discovered, not only just me, but also others in the Morning Magazine team, any closing information to our listeners, do you think?
Well, we're real estate agents first and foremost, Shane, so I suppose news on that front would be best, particularly with regard to the latest rental property data, which shows that we continue to have a vacancy rate gridlock with too many tenants and not enough properties to go around. There have been some good programs put in place to accelerate new builds, which include build-to-rent schemes and smaller dwelling formats, something we touched on recently, but these things take time. So we continue to have vacancy factors as low as 1% generally, with the preferred level of 2 to 3% a long way off. One result of all this is that when properties become available, we see applications across multiple properties as people scattergun in the hope of getting one that may not be ideal, but at least a roof over their heads. We've also seen people renewing tenancies to remain in a not-so-suitable home rather than enter the difficult inspect application roundabout. Difficult times indeed, Shane.
Sounds like it. What about the sales side of things for you guys?
Oh, similar story there, mate. Little has changed with the continuing increases in median sales prices. In Queensland overall, we see rises annually of 3.66% for houses and 3.41% for units, but in some areas have been more dramatic than that, with places like Gladstone and Mackay recording growth between 23 and 24% in the last quarter. Those previous numbers are a median number over the whole of the state, of course. More closer to home, areas like Moreton Bay, Toowoomba and Ipswich recorded figures in the 20% range, particularly in units, where a great majority of new multi-storey developments have been noted. Not surprising, really, as you can fit a lot of extra doors on a single lot that way. So, other than our floods, our hail, our thunderstorms and our constantly rising traffic congestion in Queensland, Land remains a great place to live, Shane, but you do have to pay for it. My regards to all for a great Christmas break, and we'll see you next year.
Our regards to you too, Ian, sir. Hat goes off to you. Thank you, Ian Morrison, the rental man, for joining us and keeping our community connected and informed. We'd like to wish you a very safe and happy festive season to Ian on that note. If you jump on 1015fm.com.au website, search Ian Morrison in the podcast, you can catch up on all the real estate news and new legislation and some great advice. 1015fm.com.au.